Welcome back. You're still tuned into Impact 103. And this week, I've been looking forward to this conversation since last week because she left us with such a huge lesson. Elise Marie is back today. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, Zintle. Round two, here we go.
Round two, here we go. Listen. So we are taking lessons from Peter in the Bible, right, on Stoop Sessions. We started last week. Today is part two, and then we've got a part three coming next week. And essentially what we are learning about here is how to respond in moments of stress and anxiety, because, you know, like we heard last week, Peter has an encounter with Jesus that really induces some anxiety and stress in his heart, right? And a lot of the time when we are under stress or we are anxious, we tend to respond by either fighting or flighting. Absolutely. Especially if it's things that you didn't expect, like, yeah. God, what's happening? What's going on in here in my life? You know, it's either we fight or we flight. And last week we saw how Peter, maybe give us a bit of a recap for those that didn't hear the story last week.
It just, Jesus starts talking about him having to die. And Peter was like, that's not the Messiah that I was hoping for. So he gets anxious. And because he gets anxious, he goes into fight mode. And unfortunately, he chooses fight mode to rebuke Jesus, mm-hmm. and tell him, not on my watch. Mm-hmm. And we saw how Jesus, in love, rebukes him back and redirects him to understand the core problem is that you're afraid, and you're afraid because you've not been setting your mind on the things of God. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus actually invites him into an encounter where he gets to see the glory of God, and we see the character growth of Peter, where instead of this time again rebuking Jesus or telling Jesus what is going to happen now, he kindly asks him,
ooh, what is your will?
What is your
Which is such a huge lesson for us. I think for me, the takeaway from that was, you know, when things happen in my life and when I'm praying about stuff in my life, I need to know, rather seek what the will of God, the mind of God is concerning the situation, and pray in alignment with that instead of me just trying to say, God, this needs to happen. And then, because I'm not God, He is, and He's got a bigger plan, you know, sometimes that we can't see currently.
Exactly.
So we're here for part two of this conversation about Peter. Does he go into fight or flight this time around?
Let's see. So the next story that I want to share with us, which is told in all four Gospels, I'm just going to talk about the one in Matthew 26. And this is where Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples. He's now in the Garden of Gethsemane, and all the priests and the leaders and the soldiers, there's roughly between 400 and 600 soldiers arriving in the garden with Judas. And they are about to arrest Jesus. And Peter, as enthusiastic as he is, once again is faced with a situation where, wait, this is not the picture I had in my mind, right? Jesus was not supposed to be arrested. And what happens in Matthew 26 is, again, through enthusiasm and maybe not thinking so clearly, Peter grabs his sword and he attacks someone, and it turns out to be one of the servants of the high priest. And in this attempt of attacking him in order to defend Jesus, Peter chops off the ear of the high priest's servant. He cuts off the ear. And I want to highlight that. He cuts off the ear. But before we look into that, I usually ask myself, how did Peter get to this point where he chopped someone's ear off, you know? And again, I want us to be able to resonate with this man.
Yeah.
I think, again, it is anxiety and fear that, oh my goodness, things are not working out as I was hoping and dreaming. And this is not the program that I signed up for. Yeah. My Jesus was going to be the king, you know. There was going to be a crown on his head.
Jesus, disappointment.
Disappointment. And disappointment that is untreated leads to fear, right?
Mm.
And this, as we see here, he goes into fight mode, like literally fight mode, you know,
exactly.
Pulls out a sword. But can we understand, and can we see that is sometimes how we respond? You know, there's situations in our circle of friends, in our family, people are saying things or doing things, and our first response is, no, wait, stop, don't do that, you know. Mm. And we respond either with our words or with our actions. In this case, Peter responds with actions. In the first story, he responded with words. In this story, he responds with physical actions. And maybe we need to start asking ourselves, where have we preeminently responded with actions just because the moment was making us uncomfortable, you know? And we did something or we said something.
That we will regret.
Exactly. And interestingly enough, an ear is cut off. And what is the purpose of an ear? The purpose of an ear is to make someone listen. Mm. But what happens here is when we respond and when we allow fear to drive our actions, we actually lose people's ears. They lose the ability to hear what we're trying to do. So we're trying to fix the situation. Mm. You know, you have a teenager and you try and preach and teach and coach, but they just have this blank expression on our face because we're parenting from a place of fear.
Ooh.
We're being a friend to someone, but we're being it from a place of fear.
Mm.
And then they don't hear us, Zinhle. They don't
hear us. It's true. And I think you're so right. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and I was mentioning maybe you just need to communicate this, whatever he felt, you know, people are not responding positively. And he says, but I've communicated. But when I was sitting thinking about it, I'm like, it's because maybe every time you communicate, it's when you're now angry about it, and you never just communicated from a place of, you know, peace. And that's where people hear us better. So when you communicate or act because you're angry, chances are the next person's not going to hear you, or you're panicking, or you're anxious. And absolutely love that. So when we come back after this, let's once again see what the lesson was and what the growth moment was for Peter in this context. Awesome music here on the show, and you're still with me, Zinhle, together with Elise Marie in studio, and we are just having a very nice stoop session discussion about Peter in the Word of God and some of the lessons that he had to learn and the growth moments that he had when he found himself responding to situations and circumstances out of a place of anxiety and fear, which normally it's either we fight or we flight when we're anxious in response to situations or things that are being said to us, and we're just like, no, I'm not willing to accept that. It shouldn't be happening to me, not my family. And then we respond a certain way. And so before the break, we saw him respond physically by fighting and chopping off the ear of a soldier. What was the lesson and what was Jesus's response to his action?
It's so beautiful because we look at the way Jesus responds, and you need to read this story over all four Gospels to actually get the whole picture. But the first response of Jesus after Peter just chopped off the ear of a soldier or a servant, his first response is he firstly heals the ear of the individual who was hurt. And isn't that so beautiful? Sometimes our words and our actions hurt people, Zinhle. And can we see the heart of the Father here to say, listen, Peter, you've overreacted. You've responded in a way that is not what I wanted you. But let me first heal the person that was hurt through your actions. And the second thing he does is he tells Peter, put away your sword, young man.
Stop it.
Stop it. This was not my will for you. And I can so feel like I feel like a child, you know, being told sometimes when we overreact with anger, and or we overreact because we're afraid, and we grab or we act in ways because we want to fix the situation. But can we see that we either hurt people or we act in a way that they don't hear us?
100%.
They don't hear us. And then what Jesus teaches in that moment so beautifully, he basically explains to Peter, listen, thank you for trying to defend me, but trust me, if I need defending, God can send a legion of angels to protect me. And interestingly, that legion, it actually refers to 72,000 angels.
Sure.
So Jesus is saying to him, nice effort, Peter.
But
trust me, if I need a defending, God can do a much, much better job, which is comforting to know. But then he also tells him, listen, God has a purpose for me in this situation, and you're intervening. In the same way, remember last week you spoke about Peter trying to redirect Jesus because what Jesus was saying did not line up with Peter's expectations. And again, Jesus tells him, Peter, God has a purpose here, and you are interfering with this purpose. Yeah. So we need to see how Jesus disciplines him, but he does it kindly, firmly, and in love. But what Peter needs to realize is just because the circumstance and the picture does not line up with his expectation, doesn't mean he need to go into fight response and fix the situation. And I think we can relate, you know, we can relate to moments where we have jumped in and tried to save our friend or, you know, be the hero for our child, when actually it was our friend or our child's journey and they had to go through that. We could love them, we could encourage them, but we can't fix things sometimes for other people. We need to trust God and what God is doing with that. You know, this is Peter trying to say, no, I want to see a crown on your head. And God was saying, no, he needs to go to the cross first.
And you know what's interesting in what you're saying, which is such a huge lesson, is a lot of the time, even with Peter, it came from good intentions.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we do it also from that place of, but it doesn't always mean it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Sure.
And what is the growth moment for me in this story with Peter is, remember, he cut off, but scripture says he cut off the ear of the servant. Now, if we jump forward to Acts 2, what is the big change of events that happens in Acts 2? Is Peter is filled with the Spirit of the living God. Now notice that Ephesians calls the Holy Spirit the sword. And in Acts 2, the Holy Spirit fills people and they start speaking in tongues. And then there's a lot of people that mock them and that are confused by the situation. Guess what? Peter does act this time. He gets up, but scripture clearly says, filled with the Holy Spirit, he this time speaks into the difficult situation. He speaks into the confusion. He speaks into the mockery firmly. But the scripture ends, in the end, it says in Acts 2:37, the people listened and noticed this, Zinthle. It says, they were cut to the heart.
Sure.
And to me, this was like, oh my goodness. Earlier, when Peter was acting out of his flesh, out of his own will and desire, the effect was that he used a sword, but he used the sword of the flesh. And the effect was people didn't hear, couldn't hear. An ear was cut off. Now, Peter's filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and he's yielding the sword of the Spirit. And what happens? People's hearts are cut. And the response is they say, what must we do to be saved?
Oh, my word.
Same Peter, but the difference is when we act out of fear, we're going to lose the ability of people to hear us. But when we are afraid and we say, Holy Spirit, what are you doing? And enable me to speak into this situation by your power, then we will get to people's hearts. And the Holy Spirit will cut their hearts and they will be able to hear. And whatever the situation is, God will be able to impact their hearts, not lose their hearing because we are afraid.
Yo, this is such it's a lesson we can apply across. I'm literally sensing, you know, this is a big lesson for somebody, especially in their marriage. You know, I think a lot of the time when, you know, there's conflict in marriage, people like to act out of that anger and they feel like, but he's not listening to me. He's not hearing me. Rather try to do what Peter did. You know, he acted out of being full of the Holy Spirit. And that's when you got a positive response. Such a powerful lesson. Such a powerful lesson. Elise Marie, I'm looking forward to next week.
Me too.
I can only be left wanting more, really. And that's Elise Marie Muller. She's going to be joining us again next week for the last and the final part of our Stoop Session series on Peter.